On a cool day in November 1960, one tiny young African-American child entered an all-white school in New Orleans' Ninth Ward, accompanied by stern-looking armed federal marshals. Newspapers across the country covered the story, accompanied by pictures of the howling, ugly mobs outside the William Franz Elementary School. I was reminded of that event a couple of weeks ago when I talked with that now-grown woman about a children's book fair she was involved with in New Orleans. I wanted to know how Ruby Bridges lived through that time.
It really was a hard position to be in at 6 years old. I think what helped me to survive was the fact that I was not aware of what was really going on. My parents never really explained to me what was happening. And living here in New Orleans and being accustomed to Mardi Gras, all of the people that I saw out in front of the school chanting and waving their hands looked exactly like Mardi Gras to me. So that thought stayed with me for quite a while before I finally realized that it wasn't Mardi Gras, that the crowd was there for me, and that it was all about the color of my skin.
She found that out because the only teacher who stayed to teach her in what was a completely empty classroom protested their isolation from the few other students. For there were, in fact, a few white children who had not boycotted the school, but they were hidden from Ruby, even though she could hear them in other classrooms. The teacher won the argument, and Ruby was allowed to meet them.
But that's the day that I really found out that it was about me and the color of my skin, because this little boy said, "I can't play with you. You know, I can't play with you. My mom said not to." And I realized at that point that it was about me. That was really, really hard because for the most part, six-year-old kids, it doesn't matter to them what their friends look like. The most important thing is that they have friends. And I think he and I were no different. It was just the adults involved in that situation that kept us separated and apart. So the worst part for me was the loneliness and not really understanding what was going on and why me? What was the matter with me?
Now, 52 years later, when so many things about our schools have changed and so many things about them have not, Ruby and I talked about the role of parents.
Both of my parents were sharecroppers, and so education was really a luxury for them. My mother had probably an eighth grade education and my father sixth grade, and so when the knock came at the door back in 1960, asking them if they would be willing to send their six-year-old to one of the first integrated schools in New Orleans, you know, she jumped at the opportunity to do that. My father was a little bit against it. My father fought in the Korean War, and he said even on the battlefield, you know, if you were on the front line and fighting next to a white soldier, if you lived, at the end of the day, you had to go back to different barracks. You couldn't eat in the same mess hall. And so he felt like if that didn't change things, then sending me to this white school wouldn't change things.
But it did change things, at the very least for Ruby. How could it not?
What started me on my quest to make some difference and some change in the world because of my experience was the fact that even though that mob was outside of the school every day, there was a white woman there to greet me every day. She came from Boston to teach me when other teachers actually quit their jobs and didn't want to teach black children. And so I honestly believe that the lesson I took away at 6 years old in that empty school building was the same lesson that Dr. King tried to teach all of us. And that is that you cannot look at a person and judge them. That you have to allow yourself an opportunity to get to know them. That's what I did with Mrs. Henry. I think she allowed herself an opportunity to get to know me. That lesson stuck with me and I believe shaped me into who I am today. And I just thought in my mind that for the most part, adults just don't quite get that.
And that's why Ruby Bridges is still working with children in schools. For WWNO, and NOLAV.com, I'm Sharon Litwin.